Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. On the eve of Russian President Vladimir Putin's visit to India, now we bring you a discussion on India-Russia bilateral relationship. The participants are Ashok Sajjanhar, former ambassador, and Diksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
Hello and welcome to this new edition of Spotlight. Today, in this episode, we will decode India's ties with one of its closest ally, a time-tested friend and a significant partner. We will talk about none other than Russia. Russian President Vladimir Putin is set to visit India on December 4th and 5th for the 23rd India-Russia bilateral summit with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. A number of events have been planned for his visit to India. This will be his first visit in last 4 years. As Russian President Putin prepares for his visit to India, let's dive deep into India-Russia relationship. And we are joined by Ambassador Ashok Sajjanhar, who has served in Russia. Ambassador Sajjanhar, welcome to Akashvani.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be with you.
Ambassador Sajjanhar, before we dive deep into our conversation, I would like to understand from you, what does special privileged strategic partnership mean? Because the two nations are aiming to strengthen this special privileged strategic partnership. So what does it exactly mean?
I think if you have to understand and appreciate this particular formulation, we need to recognize that relations between India and Russia, and before that with the Soviet Union, have been always been very strong, very vibrant, very dynamic. There was a bit of a hiatus, let us say, in the 1990s when the disintegration of the Soviet Union took place. And at that time, Russia was looking more towards the West. But that period lasted for just about a decade or less than a decade. Then our journey towards the current state of bilateral relations started in 2000 when we signed what was called a strategic partnership. So when we sign a strategic partnership with any country, that means our relations are very wide-ranging, very diverse, and very comprehensive, and they are strong. So that was signed in 2000, and then we instituted what was known as an annual summit relationship. So every year, there would be summit meetings alternately in India and in Russia. In 2010, this was further enhanced, the level of this partnership, to signify a special, and the terminology that was used was what you have mentioned just now, Diksha, a special and privileged strategic partnership. So that means it becomes even a higher form of the strategic partnership. So whether it is in the area of defense, it is in the area of nuclear energy. So these are areas where we collaborate possibly with other countries. But the strength and the dynamism of the partnership with Russia was very special and very strong. And that is what the visit, current visit, it is the 23rd summit meeting between the two leaders, for which President Putin is coming to India tomorrow. So that is sought to be strengthened. That first visit that is taking place after the Ukraine, which happened in February 22, that took place. And of course, there have been interaction between the two countries. Prime Minister Modi was in Russia for the 22nd summit, annual summit meeting. He also visited there again in October last year for the BRICS summit meeting in Kazan. So the relations have been strong, but this visit of President Putin, which is very unusual because he doesn't travel to very many countries after the start of the Russia-Ukraine conflict. So the fact that he is coming to India, that is a special signal and message in itself.
In fact, Ambassador Sajjanhar, taking a cue from what you just mentioned, I would like to draw your attention here to the Prime Minister's statement when he was in Russia in July this year for the 22nd India-Russia summit, which was held in Moscow. He said that Indians are waiting for President Putin's visit in December.
I am very happy to meet you, and I always feel that you get to meet you. It means that there is also a meeting. बहुत सी चीजों की जानकारियों का आदान प्रदान करने का अवसर मिलता है. हम लगातार संपर्क में रहे हैं दोनों पक्षों के बीच. नियमित रूप से कई उच्च स्तरीय बैठकें भी हुई है. इस वर्ष दिसंबर में हमारी 23वीं समिट के लिए 140 करोड़ भारतीय उत्सुकता पूर्वक आपका इंतजार कर रहे हैं. एक्सेलेंसी, ये हमारे स्पेशल एंड प्रिविलेज स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप की गहराई है और व्यापकता का परिचायक है। कठिन से कठिन परिस्थितियों में भी भारत और रूस हमेशा कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर चले हैं। हमारा करीबी सहयोग न केवल दोनों देशों के लोगों के लिए बल्कि वैश्विक शांति, स्थिरता और समृद्धि के लिए महत्वपूर्ण है।
Here I would like to understand from you, in the current geopolitical order, how important do you think is India-Russia relationship?
You know, India has demonstrated, Deeksha, that we have a policy, number one, of multi-alignment. And in that policy of multi-alignment, we also are very conscientious about our policy of strategic autonomy, which means that we will collaborate with countries depending upon our interests. Of course, principles are involved, are very important, and we keep them front and center. But our interests take also are significant and take precedence in terms of determining our actions. And that is what we have demonstrated by maintaining our relations with Russia, notwithstanding the pressure from the West, and also continue to buy oil because we have needed it for our own people. Because energy security is a very important element as far as India is concerned, and we recognize that if India did not buy oil from Russia, then that oil would be taken out of the global market, and the prices of oil in the world will increase in an unsustainable manner, and it will be very difficult for us to import energy at those prices, and it will be increasingly inflationary as far as our economy is concerned. So we have maintained our strategic autonomy while also championing the observance of the UN Charter, UN principles, in terms of maintaining territorial integrity and sovereignty of our countries. So here the focus, I think, of the visit is going to be on bilateral, where we can cooperate in terms of the economic transactions, economic collaboration between India and Russia. I think that is going to be the focus of our ties. We have today about $68.7 billion annual, that was last year, our two-way trade, but that is heavily weighted against India. We have committed to increase that to $30 billion by 2030, and discussions will take place on how to make this trade, bilateral trade, more balanced so that more exports from India to Russia can take place.
In fact, you mentioned about the kind of partnership which both the countries share, and here I would like to bring this to the attention of our listeners that the relationship has enhanced to a new level, with enhanced level of cooperation in almost all areas, which include political, security, defense, trade, economy, science and technology, culture, and people-to-people ties. And a new momentum was added to the bilateral ties back in December 2021, when both the countries opened a 2+2 dialogue. How do you view that?
No, absolutely. You're very right, Deeksha. 2+2 is new innovation. And, it started with the United States, and with the U.S. it started in 2018. And every year we've been having this 2+2 dialogue. During the COVID period, it was held virtually. But practically for all these years, we've been having with them, and we have it with other strategic partners, some very important special strategic partners like Japan, like Australia, and with Russia, of course, as you mentioned, from 2021. On the sidelines of the summit meetings, we have this 2+2 meeting, and this basically helps us to integrate our positions on both these areas of foreign policy and of defense. Of course, our external affairs ministers, our foreign ministers meet even besides that. We have seen our external affairs minister was there recently for the SCO, heads of government meeting, Council of the Heads of Government meeting. He was in Moscow. He met his counterpart, Mr. Lavrov. Before that, he was also there. And Mr. Lavrov has also been visiting. So these meetings between the defense ministers of the two countries and foreign ministers take place otherwise also. But what is significant is that we have this format of the two very significant leaders of these two ministries, foreign affairs and defense, and they meet their counterparts from the other side so that the collaboration and cooperation can be given a further impetus.
In fact, Ambassador Sajjana, you very rightly mentioned that the trade is in Russia's favor when it comes to the bilateral trade between the two countries. And the major Indian exports are in pharmaceuticals, organic chemicals, and much more. In your opinion, which are the other sectors where India can increase its trade?
Yeah, so I think that has been, Deeksha, if I could mention, a perennial problem as far as bilateral trade between India and Russia is concerned. You know, I have served twice in Moscow, once when it was the capital of the Soviet Union, again when it was the capital of the Russian Federation. And on both those occasions, we kept discussing, we kept speaking about increasing bilateral trade. I remember just a few years ago in 2021 when President Putin was here, and even before that, for many years, we would say that the ambition is, the target is to get to a level of 30 billion bilateral trade by 2025. And as a result of, the Russia-Ukraine conflict, today, as I said, last year we had a trade of $68.7 billion. But then out of that, about $63-64 billion is Russian export to India, which is of crude oil, which is of vegetable oil, which is of fertilizers. These are the items that we are importing from there. And our exports to Russia are still lagging around $4 billion or so. So the challenge is really to increase our exports to the Russian Federation. And in that context, I think it is items like agricultural products, like potatoes has been mentioned, pomegranates has been mentioned, textiles has been mentioned, that these are areas where we could look at, of course, in the area of pharmaceuticals. You are very right. This is an important area of bilateral trade. But there is also that India and Russia are negotiating for the free trade agreement between India and the East Eurasian Economic Union. Very recently, the negotiations on this have commenced. Now, I am very hopeful that we'll be able to make significant progress, and that will provide a further fillip to our bilateral economic engagement. So there are five members of the Eurasian Economic Union, and once the FTA between India and EEU is signed, then it will provide greater opportunities for enhancing India's exports to Russia and also to the other markets.
Lastly, Ambassador Sajjana, you mentioned that you have served two postings in Russia. So I would like to understand from you any special memory which you have from Russia, and anything that you would like to share with our listeners, the kind of relationship, the warmth which both the countries enjoy when it comes to people-to-people ties.
Yeah, okay. Let me put it just give you two examples. Number one, when in 2014, Prime Minister Modi had just then come to power, his first visit, in fact, outside the country, was to participate in the BRICS summit in Fortaleza in Brazil. And when he met President Putin on that occasion, he told him that if you were going on a street of a small town in India, and you were to ask a small child there as to which country is the best friend of India, then without hesitation, that person would mention that it is Russia. So it is such a long-standing relationship. And of course, when we were there, it is whether it is Indian culture, Indian music, Indian dance, now even Indian yoga, they are very, very popular. And so we have a huge outreach as far as our soft power is concerned, our Indian cuisine is concerned, Indian literature, that is also Rabindranath Tagore, Munshi Premchand. These are all authors that are well known and well liked and well respected in Russia. So that is a very strong basis on which we can create and build a superstructure to take our partnership forward.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Sajjana, for sparing your valuable time and giving us such deep insights on India-Russia bilateral ties.
Thank you very much.
On the eve of Russian President Vladimir Putin's visit to India, you were listening to a discussion on India-Russia bilateral relationship. The participants were Ashok Sajjanhar, former ambassador, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.
Spotlight.